Radioaquatic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.
How come, for those of you listening on Spotify, X-Ray Girl is a VTuber now.
Yes.
Which is like she's got an animated avatar and she clapped and her hands didn't clap.
I did it with my mouth, I guess. My VTuber as anytime I talk, VTuber avatar moves. That's what I meant. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Well, this is awkward.
This is supposed to be a serious show.
I tried. Okay, we got the two sick people running the show. Adam will be here shortly, and we're holding it down.
I'm on the mend. Like I feel fine. I'm stuffy. I guess I was listening back to the video I recorded. I'm like, oh my god, I'm not sounding my best. Thanks for being here. This is Forbidden Frontier. Adam Krigler will be with us shortly. Quarterback Garrett is on assignment at a bachelor party. No, not going to strip clubs. No, not going to Vegas. They went camping with like freaking Doritos and Yoo-Hoos or whatever, partying like it's 2009 and he's 10. So yeah,
I saw his lunchbox.
Yeah, his lunch. I bet his wife packed that for him too.
Adorable.
It's adorable. It's going to be kind of a shorter. Yes. QBG went glamping.
Absolutely.
Our good friends over Brothers of the Serpent, Uncharted X. And I think Luke Caverns is going too. They're doing a camping thing here in Texas, not far from where I live. We can probably find the link if you want to sign up. It's a 3 or 4 day event with like music and comedy for the full eclipse. I am really going to try to be there the first day because it's right before our Vegas meetup, but I'll be there the first day, if anything, just to hang out with the guys. If you guys want to go.
So fun.
Yeah. It sounds brilliant. Yeah. And I haven't talked with them in a while, but they just got back from Egypt and we'll get them back on the show. Maybe they can talk about the trip a little bit. I just saw Luke. We went to Madam Web together. Which was funny. So yeah, we're going to continue our conversation with Giants. We're just kind of wing it. I watched the Y-Files, Noah and Giants video, which is fucking brilliant. I was watching it in the home theater just to get prepped.
Amazing the amount of information that he gathers. And I did watch a couple videos and articles about the Nephilim, so it kind of brought things more, I guess, in perspective in the grander scheme of things. And very educational. So if you guys want to watch it, you should check out the Y-Files for sure.
Oh yeah, they tie in the Ark and they talk about the Jewish tribe in Ethiopia, which Graham, that's his first The Sign and the Seal is his very first book, which is about the Ark possibly being in Ethiopia, or a version. There's a replica basically. And it's pretty fascinating how that connects to Giants. Wow.
Yeah, I never would have thought anything biblical was going to be connected to Giants, because we talked about Giants a bit with the red hair and whatnot, living with humans. but this is a whole different type of story because you have angels possibly and maybe aliens. It's kind of crazy how maybe these theories could actually be a thing. Maybe it
could be possibly human hybrid, an actual Nephilim, spawn of women and angels. It could be like Numenoreans, which was just probably a proto-human race that was stronger, larger, lived longer, and just died out. And as they died out, some of them became savage, you know. Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's something I absolutely did not believe in. I love the idea of it, but I'm like, I don't believe in any of this crap.
None of it whatsoever.
Giant stuff? No, I just didn't until, I don't know, Jim Vieira started really digging. And I had heard the reports before Jim Vieira was doing it. But he's crazy for one. Just out, yeah. I'd love to talk to him. Crazy in all the best ways. He's the kind of person that needs to pursue a topic like this. Like Randall, they have this obsessive gene. You know, I have it too for other things, but they have able to focus their obsessive gene on one topic and research it like a madman or woman. What most people wouldn't do, going like way beyond, you know, like remember Randall has a business. Jim Vieira has a business. They both, I think Vieira was a stonemason or still is, but still finds time to like globetrot and do all this research. It's rad.
It's a passion. You have to have that in order to be able to do that and a full-time job. That's insane.
Yeah. Mike Barra does help the Y-Files. When I get back from Dune tonight, I will contact Mike Barra and see if he'll come on the show. I love Mike Barra. Based.
And that would be freaking awesome.
And yeah. He's cool. I think he's on the outs with some of the ancient aliens. It's all right. Don't feel bad. Giorgio, a guy. I mean, I know. Here's white here. Oh, you can't see. How come that's in the corner? Why is that what? In the corner? Oh, that was supposed to be an overlay and it just put it in the corner. I don't know why I uploaded that. So see this little picture right here? You can barely see it. That's me and Giorgio. That's me and Giorgio and Cat McLeod. Right before he started doing Ancient Aliens, and I helped shoot this I think reel to show off. I did the lighting on it. I lit the interview. It's in my show reel, and I have the footage on one of my drives in my closet. But yeah, he followed me on Twitter and then unfollowed me. Oh my god,
you look what? We both look so different. What the heck?
Hello.
What happened to you?
What do you mean? What's different? I don't understand.
You look lighter.
I got rid of the beard. I did.
Got rid of the beard.
I also got like a fade.
A trim. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling fresh.
You got looking very fresh.
White supremacist haircut. Nice. Way to go there.
Just fitting in, you know, with my environment.
You have to give in finally.
Yeah.
What's up, well, Adam?
Are we live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say something. I'm glad I didn't.
Save the Game Awards.
Yeah. Wow, we're live. I'm great. I have been working on my new studio all day, and it's not this. It's something different. Okay. I'm gonna be. I love working with wood and metal and metalsmithing, carpentry. My mom had a whole workshop in our basement growing up where she made furniture, and I learned how to use everything. And my dad basically built his own house and taught me everything. So I just I basically built myself a workshop that I can make stuff, and I love that kind of stuff. I love crafting, I love making things, so I'm gonna start making stuff.
That's cool. You should make a channel. Adam,
I'm way ahead of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Is
that should be the name of the channel. Adam likes wood.
Adam likes wood. Yeah, I mean, you know,
or yeah, Call it Adam Wood make dot dot dot.
Adam's got wood. That's what it should be called.
it's just Adam Wood, and it's just me grabbing the mic and going, wood.
Wood.
The meme, you know the meme.
Would not. Yeah. Wood.
Wood. Wood.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great. I'm really excited about it. Also, it smelled like spring. You know the smell of spring?
Yeah.
Dude, today was the first day.
Or?
I walked outside today, and it smelled like spring. And there was flowers sprouting all over the ground.
Everywhere. We have little white birds, colorful birds flying around.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers. Oh. I hear birds. I smell spring. It's,
by the way, it's currently 85 degrees here.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
I'm so jealous.
Perfect.
That's
great.
Perfect temperature.
It's absolutely perfect. I love it.
Yeah. It's like perfect.
I'm like half, 40 degrees.
Oh.
40. Damn. Wow. That sounds great too.
Oh, what are you at?
Oh, man. I don't think it's hit 40 here in about 4 months, 5 months.
I should
easy.
Complain then.
Well,
easy.
I mean, isn't the Arctic Circle in front of your house?
So, basically, yeah. I could throw a stone.
I didn't realize how close it was until I watched the Grand Tour special where they're going through the Arctic Circle, the Scandi flick. I'm like, damn, it's pretty far up there.
I'm pretty far up here.
We're talking about Giants. It's an early show today. Got to end early because I have to drive across town. I have to drive into the city, which I rarely do. I think I've done twice.
Driving into any city.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, to go see Dune. Yeah.
Oh, that's
for Dune, though.
That's worth it. I'm looking forward to watching that movie.
I can't. I'm so fired up for this, man. I got my date comics division.
Nice.
You
know?
You get the booster seat.
Oh, I got the booster seat for him. I got the booster seat for him.
Nice. Nice.
I got my booster seat in the car for when we pick him up.
And,
nice. Sweet.
Make sure you bring the iPad so he has entertainment.
Okay. He's not a child. He's just child sized.
Okay. True.
Bring his Game Boy Advanced, or that shows you how far I go back. But
I love the Game Boy Advance. Okay.
Yeah.
I still have my OG Game Boy. I still have my original.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
The Game Boy Advance was the first one with a light in it, right? I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah. It was Game Boy Color, and then Game Boy Advance.
I know those little Game Boy Advance, like little games that fucking all over my house, man. They were just everywhere.
Those little things?
Yeah. Kids just like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, did you check the middle of the floor in the living room? Because that's where it is. Okay.
That's where I stepped on it last.
At least it's not as bad as Lego. Okay.
Don't even talk about that. PTSD from the Legos. My prep was watching that the video you shared of the Y-Files, which I've already seen. So I think that was like fourth time I've
which
seen
one?
It. The one with Noah's Ark in it.
The one with the hour.
Oh, that one's fantastic. That one goes into Enoch a lot more.
Yeah.
So that really describes Enoch's journey and like how I think I'm just going to outright just start by saying this. I think all of the stuff that we've talked about with the ancient history stuff and religion all connects with the Book of Enoch. It's like they wanted to get rid of the Book of Enoch because it kind of
things.
It made you think that there's something else that's going on. Like, all right, well, maybe Enoch was taken up by humans from before the flood, from before the cataclysm, 12,000 years ago. Right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like he was chosen as that person. Like, all right, well, we can't save the entire human race because the solar flare is coming and that asteroid's coming. Who knows exactly? AJ from the Y-Files actually says in that video, he believes it was a solar flare and that we got hit by a massive coronal mass ejection that hit us and just freaking obliterated the planet. Yeah, everything. Not just the flood. The ice melting.
We can, you know what? Another note for a show, but show after next. We will compare the theories. We will compare the comet theory to the solar flare theory because it's tough. And there is an argument to be made that both happened.
That's what I think. I think yeah. both happen.
Can they happen concurrently? That would be
no. Well, because the younger Dryas is a period in between, like basically the Ice Age and now. And right. something mysteriously started it and something mysteriously ended it. And it was right. And it basically 1,000 years of hell that we somehow survived on certain parts of the earth. Right. Yeah. 1200 years apart. Thank you, chat. There were certain parts of the earth that were completely temperate and fine. You know, depends on where you were. If you're in America, you were fucked. You were absolutely screwed. Everything got wiped out. Everything was on fire. The floods. Randall has been meticulously going over how bad the floods were, but I wish he'd do just and I know he can't do it because he's Randall. Just do 1 2-hour episode just explaining how much water was poured over America, not just like right. little pieces. Give me a broad scope, because when you back up on Google Earth, and you know, he talks about those little rivers within the shadow of a bigger one. I forgot what the name was.
Right.
There's actually
what you're talking about.
If you go, it's fractal. If you go out even more, you can see just stuff that's dripping down. Now that could, what was that? What was that? You could, it's totally visible. You know, look at the Western United States. It looks like it melted. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? But I think so much water.
And with Randall's reach, you know that he could probably get somebody to make a graphic or a video animated of showing it, so you can actually visibly see what happened. But I the reason I go so hardcore into the nova, the sun exploding, or not exploding, the micronova is what it's called, is because the guy that Ben had on his show, or not Ben, sorry, Jimmy had on his show, the Curious Observers.
Yes.
And it's like the sun guy, right? And I've been following him. Every day he posts about the sun. He does a little 3-minute, here's what's going on with the sun. It's really interesting. Like he puts up video from an actual live stream of the sun daily, and he talks about if there's a solar mass eject CME we got to worry about or that we're looking at. He's been talking a lot about the outages that have been going on. The AT&T went down across America, and everyone's like, oh, is it a solar, is it a hacking? Is this, everyone's talking about hacking, and he's just like sitting there like, guys, it's not a hack. It's the freaking sun. The sun, he shows it. He's like, this is what happened. And I'm like, that makes sense. Like,
yes, the sun causes earthquakes.
Right.
The sun disrupts,
does a lot.
The sun does a lot. The sun and the moon mess with our heads. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We have little computers in here, and there's like little, it's electronic. And if something messes with the magnetosphere, right, mm-hmm. when the moon goes through phases, it affects us. I've been in places.
Lunatics.
Oh, the hospitals lunatics. Are literally.
That's what lunatic is.
Prisons went fucking nuts. Like it was.
Police stations will bring more yep. people on duty during full moons because lunacy. Yeah, yeah exactly, chat. Lunacy.
No,
but you know what? That's, I find that interesting because look, if we're affected by the moon, mm-hmm. it's because it's got the most pull on us, right? Because we're made of water. You look at the moon pulling the oceans around. That's what the tides are. It's literally pulling the ocean. Like, that's freaking amazing, but it's got that effect on us. Why wouldn't the other planets have manipulate us? So that's, but people make fun of, not astrology.
They shouldn't, because
astrology, right? Not astronomy. Astronomy's looking at the stars. Astrology,
like,
is
Mercury's in retrograde.
that shit, right?
We talked about this with.
We are affected by the planets. I feel like maybe there is a little
sound.
Truth.
We're affected by sound. So we talked about this True. With Dyatlov Pass.
Frequencies.
And if you watch the Dark Watchers short video by Y-Files, they talk about the wind that goes down a mountain. That's at a certain frequency that's just below hearing actually affects us and gives us that feeling that we're being watched and a little paranoia.
Cool.
So like that, if that does it, then what else could do it? You know,
right.
other frequencies are we getting? 116 gigahertz. Right near Mesa.
Our favorite.
Yeah. Or is it even the sun? Like, right now we're being bombarded by particles from the sun
all the time.
We can't escape it. there's this awesome thing in the Griffith Observatory in California and LA, right up at the top. It's the coolest thing in LA that I've been to. It's one of the coolest experiments that I've ever seen. Down in the basement, they had this like layer of gas with a different type of gas over top of it, and you could see the different layers of the gas. And there was these things that were, it looked like it was being poked by needles. And what it was the neutrinos from the sun were going through. And we're under 25 feet of concrete where we are right now. So it's not only is it going through 20 some feet of concrete, but if you look, they're coming the other direction too. That means they're going through the other end of the earth. They're coming from the, like I don't even know what's happening. This is crazy.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
So maybe they were giants.
They're just flying
who
through space.
Who fucking knows?
Are they affecting us? Well, so the giant thing, right? Let's bring it back to Enoch and the giants. I don't think they were giants. I think we've seen a lot of different depictions of men in spacesuits, right? Or even the Easter Island guys, like these giants. Like, were they physically giants? Maybe like the giant skulls.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, since there was a bunch of giant megafauna running around, that there was like a 7 and 8 foot human, like a race of 7 and 8 foot humans.
We have 6 to 7 foot humans now.
We do, but like a proportionate separate 10 hominid.
Foot, yeah.
That's basically a version of us that's 2 feet bigger, but can still run just as fast. It doesn't suffer from any weird disease or anything. Right. That were incredibly dangerous, but the problem is they were big and lumbering, which might not be that great during a younger Dryas, and that's why everything big and lumbering died, including a bunch of humans our size. So
do you think that there's a possibility that the humans that were existing before the Atlanteans were just those giants, were the 8 to 10 feet tall average? That's what they normally were, so that when they're called the Watchers, or that mated with the humans and the fallen ones, the Watchers, right? Then they created the Nephilim, which was they mated with the women, the human women that were still on the earth. Like, maybe they were just the ones that were chosen to survive. Like, all right, we're gonna die. We can't stop that micronova from hitting Earth. We know that most of the population on the planet is about to be destroyed, completely wiped out. We have enough ships to take 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 10,000 of these Atlanteans into space, into low Earth orbit, or maybe even on the moon, and then come back to try to repopulate the planet. And maybe that's who brought Enoch up and said, hey, look, in this time in the future, there's going to be this cataclysm. And it was his grandson, Noah, who eventually built the ark. But maybe Enoch was tasked with building the ark and said, or eventually it's going to happen. So I don't know. I'm just kind of like making stuff up. But like, what if that's what the situation was? Watchers were the Atlanteans and were the giants of the story of the Book of Enoch.
And restarted civilization, and almost in every flood myth, there is prior knowledge. They were forewarned. Right. Now, it could be as simple as you can see the comet coming. That you can see coming, but how would you know it caused a flood? Yes, right. X-ray. What's up, Frank Gore? Hail, brother. I'm about to go see Dune. But there's prior knowledge, which means, okay, if it was a solar flare, they would have to have knowledge of the sun and be able to understand sunspots. But still, we know solar flares, and they rarely are as bad as like the Carrington event. You know, that's once every couple hundred years, 300 years, who knows? But how would they know? How would they know? And this solar flare must have been so effing bad. Remember, Robert Schock, his book. If you want a recommendation on the whole solar flare theory, Robert Schock's book is called not Origins of the Sphinx. Hang on. I have it in my library. Forgotten Civilization. Forgotten Civilization, which is available on Audible. I highly recommend it. He also did one interview on Joe Rogan. Guess he's kind of a prickly kind of a dude. Graham Hancock talked about, like, he hasn't talked to him since 2015. They used to be buds, and he doesn't know really why. Yeah, it's weird. But Robert Schock,
this guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But Robert Schock is, like, he's pretty convincing when it comes to the solar flare theory. All the vitrification, for one, that's fucking everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And then he explains that some of the proxies that we're getting from the comet could come from a solar event. The same proxies could come from a solar event. And even Graham said, like, hey, it's possible. Like, we're not going to discount that either. He favors the comet, but we're not going to discount the solar event because it doesn't matter. Something happened. I don't favor one theory. The solar one I've talked about is, like, way scarier because giant bolts of plasma, you know, think of the
plasma guy, you know,
think of an F5 tornado, except an F5 bolt of lightning.
Well, thank you.
Fucking no way. Yeah. So the plasma guy also, that one is real. Like, absolutely. There was a plasma event that people saw and they painted it, on rocks because it is too close, and we've gone over it before. So a guy basically simulated a plasma of, you know, plasma and what would happen in our skies, what we would see, and we'd see a bunch of images of stick figures and birds and shit. Well, everybody would think it was gods at that time. So and these look a lot like the Rapa Nui writing. The writing from Easter Island, it looks a lot like petroglyphs, which eventually turned into hieroglyphs. It's fucking crazy, like how the. So I could believe it. That would really suck if it happened. The ant people. Randall was talking about the ant people in his last podcast, which you can also find on Audible. And their theory, and he was talking with the Brothers of the Serpent, and their theory on ant people was they were living underground. They didn't look like ants. But they were people who lived underground after the Younger Dryas, or they were watching them mine copper 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000 years ago in Michigan, like right after the Younger Dryas. There's ancient copper mines. So that's what the ant people could be, is the people who just lived underground to survive and came back up. Hope he's talking about them.
Do you think that there's people living under the ocean?
I say
people loosely,
like alien beings. Yeah, I think that's beings. Where they are. Yeah.
Would it be beings, alien if they're from Earth?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I don't think they're from another planet. If there is beings living under there, by the way, it would be safe from the solar flares under there because the water would block a lot of the radiation. So if they have found a way to live, maybe not at the bottom, but like deep down, they'd be fine. At this solar, whatever. So, like, the ant people went underground, if that's safe enough. But under the ocean, much better.
There's something under the ocean, for sure. Mm. There's too many UFOs. I refuse to use UAPs. Or USOs that have been reported around there by our own military. So, it's Hollow Earth vampires. Maybe! That'd be interesting.
Yeah, or the Malawati, I think that's what it is, the tribes in Africa that describe people that lived under the ocean.
Yep.
And it's like, I mean, there's these things about the ocean, and then the 411, near water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a connection there. It's like, well, what if they are being taken under the water into, like, hey, every so often, we need to replenish our ranks because we only have a set amount of people here. We can't just keep it. Turns into inbreeding. We need to, like, get every so often. We need to bring some new blood down here. Maybe that's part of it, you know. Although some people do come back, maybe they're just not. They're like, no way. I'm gonna freak out, and they flip, and they're like released and mind wiped. Who knows?
So remember when we had Jimmy on, and I'm like, hey, dude. You got to watch the next Grand Tour episode because they're going to be in Mauritania. And
I saw that they were there.
And
I haven't seen the video, but
no. As soon as I saw Jeremy Clarkson talk about Atlantis and the Rakat structure, I videoed it on my screen and I shot it to Jimmy. I'm all, dude. Like, but the reason I wanted him to watch it is, like, I don't think anybody's done that good of camera work there. And I'd love for Randall to watch it now because Jimmy was posting today and I knew he would. You can see that there was a flood there. You can absolutely, and not just from the sky. It looks, some of the stuff looks a lot like some of the Scabland stuff in
Washington. Did you see what he posted yesterday about the structure?
Yeah.
Thousands of structures.
Thousands of structures.
Because
they're finally studying it.
Finally.
Like, it being Atlantis or not, that thing is fucking strange. So even if it's a geographical, like totally natural thing, it had to be unburied. That was something that was underground. So something had to scour it to unbury it. And now, you know what? Nobody's really done some serious LIDAR in the Sahara Desert at all. And you know what they're going to find out? Because the Sahara Desert is only 5,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find cities. They're going to find all kinds of shit. Right there. And that's what Graham's been saying forever. Is like, do some work there. I know you buried it, Blue Eye Scorpio. You like to bury a lot of things. but as they're driving through Mauritania, you can see the mountains in the background, and it just looks carved. It looks absolutely carved. You know, not unlike it does in parts of Arizona, too. Parts here, Texas used to be underwater, so that explains some of our stuff. But, here's Jimmy's tweet. Look at that. Wow. These are all shots from the Grand Tour. Like drone shots and stuff. So highly
like Utah.
Yeah, dude.
But this is Mauritania. Is that like the Atlas Mountains or something?
That's Mauritania, bro. I don't know exactly what they're in front of, but maybe if they show us a map, like, look at that.
That looks like an ocean floor almost.
Yeah.
Although wind and other geological factors are included, what you're seeing is entirely the result of catastrophic flooding. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like this is a key example here.
Yeah,
that's, it looks like flooding. Like wind can't do that.
Yeah, that straight up looks like flooding.
I think there was a video.
That's the part where they zoom out because they drive to they're like, hey, there's a big eye in the middle of the desert, and they drive and we can't see it. And then they zoom out and they show it. And James May's like, getting all pissed at Clarkson. He's like, you drove me out here for nothing.
Man,
great
there,
special.
There is some rectangular,
yes,
foundations. Triangular,
like look like a structure that they had like little pens for animals inside. Absolutely, you just got to get out there. It's extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous.
Yeah, Luke Caverns wants to go, and he was like, would you be does anyone want to be to go with me? And I was like, hell yeah. And then he messaged me, he was like, you serious? And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm serious. And I'm like, keep me posted, because I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of torn.
Tsunami from a super volcano, maybe. I like, we can't count that out, chat. Adam, you
should do it.
You should do it before your never mind. You should do it. You should do it now. You should do it now because I can't do it. I can't do it because my wife would not let me go.
Yeah.
Flat out would not let me go.
What if a supernova, or excuse me, a micronova, because our son's halfway through its life. He's in like, I don't know, the middle-aged star.
Over the
middle-aged star. So, yeah, we've got a long way to go. But
what's up, Dimash and I? Hey, brother.
According to the suspicious observers, this happens every 6,000 years, and what it is this electrical wave that emanates from the center of the Milky Way, and it comes out, all right? And our solar system passes through it every 6,000 years because the wave, it's a huge wave. So here's our sun gets hit, and the sun is affected, and 6,000 years ago it happened. How old did you see the Sahara was?
5,000 years old.
Yeah, so something changed Earth. 6,000 years ago.
So their theory
is probably wasn't as crazy as 12,000 years ago, though.
The theory for the Sahara is, but it doesn't like super match up with everything. That's the problem I'm having with the theory, but it sounds really good. and it could be like, these are scientists, I'm just a fucking idiot. But I watched an entire documentary that was really good, and they found all the aquifers under the Sahara. So there is some wobble to the earth that happens every 25 years, chat, 25,000 years,
26,000, great year.
Yeah. So the earth is wobbling, and it does its wobbling. And then there's a wobble within the wobble within the wobble that makes it go rip. And all the monsoon moisture just moves up. You know, 1,000 miles or something like that, 500 miles, and it just starts raining in the Sahara. The thing is, though, the sand, mm-hmm. where did the fucking sand come from? Like, can dry out. I understand that. Things can dry out, but when you start getting dunes and stuff like that, that's a completely different thing. And the desert is eating everything. They're trying to keep it from encroaching. Good luck. But in another, I think it was 15,000 years, it'll just go back. They found giant whale bones in the middle of the desert. Because there was a big sea.
Yeah, there's like a dry lake. There's like a salt, not a salt pile, but it looks like a lake bed. And they found shells. I know they found shells. Say that.
Yeah, no, yeah. They found shells. they found shells. They found sea life. They found in this documentary, humans running into caves towards the end when the thing was starting to turn into a desert. There was a bunch of they found paintings of animals that aren't there anymore. But that's not unusual. Like digging in my backyard when I lived, I grew up in Encinitas, but a place called La Costa. Right. Mm-hmm. New neighborhood. So I'd like have my little Tonka trucks and I dig little ditches in the back and we dig up shells all the time, like all from my backyard. And the house was like 6 miles away from the ocean.
Wow.
And about 100 feet up. And yeah, we dig up shells all the time. That wasn't unusual. And you can find shells in the desert. It's totally not unusual, but, you know, because at some point, a lot of this ground was under the water, right? There's not a lot that's old. Like, even they talked about Y-Files, Mount Ararat's not that old.
Right, the volcano appeared after it was said that the Ark landed in the Ararat Mountains.
But the Appalachians, they're old. They're insanely old. Like, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, mountain range
the Appalachian on the planet. Mountains?
Yeah, the Appalachians. Appalachian. Cool.
Appalachian.
That's what they
They're
say.
They're beautiful. I love them as mountains. Yeah. I grew up in them.
Yeah,
I like hiking in them. But yeah.
So, but everything like it does all kind of go back to Atlantis or whatever the hell the mother civilization was, and that mother civilization, we all know where it ended, but how long was it around?
Good point.
2,000 years, 3,000 years. Does it go back 40,000 years? I've heard that. I've heard 20,000 years. I've heard 40,000 years. Robert Schock.
I think hundreds of thousands, because we know that 250,000 years ago, there was the Homo Neanderthali. Is that right? In the Cave of Bones. And then we know there's that structure from 450,000 years ago. We don't know what that is yet, but it was obviously built by something with smarts. Like, what if the Atlanteans weren't just a single race of like Homo sapiens? What if there was different versions? What if the giants walked amongst the Homo sapiens of the Atlantean Empire? Like, what if it consisted of multiple homos? Lack of better way of saying it, you know, but like, what if? Like, what if that's what it was? What if they were
there's some big homos and some small homos?
Yeah,
and,
you know, different size homos.
All inclusive. And
the biggest homo became the daddy homo. Yeah, you know,
right?
So yeah, well, that's
and then the megafauna all died out and Earth couldn't support the large giants.
Yeah.
Well, it talks about in the Book of Enoch that the Nephilim started eating everything because they ran out of food and then started eating the humans. Like, what if that was the case? Like, ice age and these cataclysms were happening, so the food became scarce, and then the Nephilim started just or they're like, whatever, we're just gonna eat whatever, we're way bigger than you. Lovelock Cave, right?
Lovelock, yeah.
Where the giants were finally brought to, and that was the last stand because they were just eating people. Like, what if that goes back thousands? Yeah,
that makes sense. And you know, there's a bunch of lore and history that some Indian chiefs were giant. You know, and if you go back and you look at even the Indians we knew about, now sure, Sitting Bull was 5'9", but Geronimo was 6'3". A bunch of them were like over 6 foot. Now it could be as simple as biggest, baddest dude becomes chief. Right. Okay. Totally agree with that. You know, the Patagonia, they were talking, we have pictures. There's pictures of really fucking giant, like a 7 foot woman and an 8 foot dude. And they were known to be giants. So yeah, it's just as simple as they were the ruling class. They might have even had elongated skulls. That's why a lot of people, the Paracas people, wanted to emulate them, or maybe they were them for a while. And they just, as they started dying out, they got smaller, you know. And as things changed on Earth, you know, maybe our poles might have been different. There's so much they can't explain. How was Siberia, which is all permafrost, how was it not covered in ice during the Ice Age when it's further north?
How? Because it wasn't further north.
Further north.
Well, we know that the poles are shifting and the micronova, supposedly, that's according more than to the suspicious poles observer.
Shifting. That's the Earth's axis shifting. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's where I was going. The suspicious observer talk about the Earth has been in different positions. Antarctica wasn't always at the South Pole, right? Nope. It used to be warm and lush. That's why they talk about there's probably pyramids. I believe there's pyramids on Antarctica. I don't know if that mountain that looks like a pyramid is actually a pyramid. It could be, because it kind of looks like the same Orion's belt orientation, like the Great Pyramids. Could be. I don't know if it is or not. I'd like to believe it's true, but I definitely think there's
Antarctica is weird. It is definitely, I think, there's weird.
Bases there.
Yeah.
Y-Files has a great video on Antarctica, too.
I just watched it. Yeah.
And, oh, okay, so you watched it, too. I mean, all these things, they just connect so
connects.
Yeah, well, the more you watch all this stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, but then, oh, and then this and, oh.
Yeah. Wow. Old Linda Moulton Howe's a little wacky, but you do need to watch. They're on her channel, her interviews with both of those guys. You can find them. They're pretty long and extensive. There's multiple interviews. She's a little crazy though. I like Linda's been around a long time. She used to do the Earth Files with Art. Cool. Yeah, Linda is a hoot. She is a hoot, but she does know her shit when it comes to cattle mutilation. Like, she is probably the number one expert on cattle mutilation. That's how she got
a thing to get known by. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm an expert on
cattle mutilation.
I know everything there is to know about it.
You want to know how they surgically cut out a cow's butthole? I'm your woman.
I know.
Wow.
Sounds like Simcast.
No, yeah. Not that gross.
Paranormal Simcast.
X-Ray, you look so different today.
I'm glad you noticed. Did you do something with your hair?
When I get sick, I go into my original form, which is animated. So,
what land are you in right now?
I am in an unknown area.
No, that's, what is the name of that?
Jordan.
Temple?
It's Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks
like you're in Jordan.
Okay.
What is it called? I can't. What? Chat, help me out. What? Petra.
I've gone on vacation again.
That's what it
is. This is the third one.
I've been on vacation for a month.
Yeah,
like everybody leaves me except for Perry. Love you, Perry. Last Crusade, the last Indiana Jones film. There you go.
Man, the last Indiana Jones finale.
What a great finale!
Right, so good.
It's so good that they left it alone and didn't make any more movies.
For modern audiences,
for
modern
audiences.
Jeez.
Don't even start. I just did a video.
Okay, I'm fine. Just for the record, I saw the worst take of Lord of the Rings ever. And I just want to state for the record, I do believe it is, in fact, the best trilogy ever made.
It is. Without a doubt.
I just want to state that. Someone was saying it was overrated.
Oh, you mean that political junkie who knows shit about shit and wanted to get interaction? Yeah.
Insane.
Oh, and by the way,
I didn't touch it. I was like,
huge Ron DeSantis supporter.
That person was?
If you went in their bio, they're like, DeSantis 2024. It's like, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, he gave up.
Maybe you don't have the best judgment in the world. Still in it. Okay.
Yeah, clearly not.
Clearly not. Whatever. You see that Tucker Carlson?
Which one?
Lord of the Rings. Like somebody AI'd him like doing a segment on Lord of the Rings.
No.
I covered it. It's so good.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
So damn good. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is good stuff. Lord of the Rings is the greatest trilogy ever made. There's no debate on that. Looking for Chris, Frank Gore, you still out there? I'm a couple hours away from seeing Doom Part 2.
Oh shit.
The Godfather.
I'm not jealous. A little jealous.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. I was watching David Lynch's I watched about an hour of it. I freaking love it. It's weird. Monologue thing is like, I wonder what Adam's thinking right now. Why would you put that in? That's such a David Lynch thing to do. But it's actually shot like beautifully. Like Lynch is great. He's just fucking weird.
I like his stuff.
Yep.
Yep. He is weird
I want things to be weird. Just to make it abundantly clear, I want aliens to exist. I want Bigfoot to exist. I want there to be a Loch Ness monster in every lake. I want giants. I want the world to be weird.
I want to hang out with Zorbu one day. You know?
I want to hang out with Zorbu. Like, but to think animals
show my forest.
Where is Arrow? I think. Oh my God, what's Phil's last name? The guy. There he is. Phil Levante, I know he's your bud right there, but he tweeted something. Hang on. And I got to show you this. You want to talk about giants? I talk about giants. Where's the picture of the giant pig? Come on. Did you see that picture of the giant pig that's going around on Twitter on the back of a truck?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was real. I thought.
Just sounds like humans meddling with the.
God, he tweets like a 14-year-old. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm looking at Phil Levante's Twitter because I know I saw him tweet the pig. And oh my God, he tweets a lot. There it is.
He does tweet a lot.
God, he tweets a lot. He
does.
Check this out.
But he's funny. I like it.
I love him. I think he's great.
Stuff. Yeah.
But motherfucker tweets.
Oh my God.
Shit, that is massive. Is that a full pickup? Like that's a regular size pickup?
That is a full pickup.
Is that like 800 pounds?
That looks like a wild boar or like a massive javelina.
It's a massive wild boar. This is what happens when domestic hogs interbreed with wild hogs. They get larger each generation. I think the estimate on this was 1,000 pounds.
1,000. How'd they get that on there? Oh my God.
That's a lot of bacon.
You know, like, is it real? I don't know if this is a real picture or not. Looks kind of real, but like, I don't fucking know. It's the internet.
With AI, it's hard to tell sometimes.
That's a good point.
I don't know what the fuck is real. But if it is, it's pretty good art. It's pretty good argument for things getting big fast.
Yeah, pigs are crazy too, because. We've domesticated pigs can be released and they resort back to like wild hog status. So it's very unusual for an animal to be able to do that.
Oh, dude, they're all, for one, they're all over here. And all I've seen is dead ones on the side of the road. I've never seen one. I've never seen a single armadillo either. I'm a little fucking disappointed. I thought those little
alive or dead,
alive. Now
I've seen a lot dead every time.
No, I've seen them dead, but like, they get in my front yard. I know they're getting my front yard all the fucking time because they dig up the ground. They make little holes to look for
food.
And my shit's always dug up. So I'm like, God, I need to put a camera out there. That's what I'll do. I'll put another camera out there. Jesus, that thing's big. That's a big pig.
That's a big ass pig.
That's a lot of fucking bacon, baby.
Yeah, man. Feed the homeless. Feed those in need. That's a big pig. Stock your fridge. or your freezer.
Armadillos can spread leprosy.
What?
What?
What? That's the random? Fuck?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Somebody, it's on the internet, so it must be true.
The chat said it, so it has to be true.
Yeah, it must be true.
We respect you, chat. We respect you.
I'm Googling it now. Oh my God, I put armadillo spread and leprosy is the first one.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Wow. They're naturally infected with a bacteria that causes Hansen's disease in people and may cause spread to humans. Yep.
Wow.
Well, good to know. Right. I'm glad I live in Canada.
Chronicles of Thomas that. Covenant. Leprosy.
Not for a lot of things.
Oh. But I do think there is something to, we went over the mounds a lot last week, which coincidentally, that's what Randall's podcast was about. Like, I think it was a day before, day after. They were going over all the mounds. And, you know, you went to school here, Adam. I went to school here. I don't know about you. I went to school here maybe a little bit before you did.
Right.
Yeah. We did our, we did our fractions on the cave wall, but
yeah. I was 90s is when I was going to the school.
I was never taught about mounds ever.
Neither was I. Never.
Yeah. Never brought up. Never brought up in our.
I played on a mound when I thought about this the other day and it popped in my head. And I was like, holy shit. I remember being like 5 years old when I was growing up. Every summer, my grandparents from Florida would drive up to Florida, pick us up, me and my two sisters, and drive us back down to Florida. And it was a 3-day trip. We were driving, we'd stop in all these different places, and they had friends along the way. And somewhere along that path, we would visit these friends of theirs that lived next to a mound. And me and their, like, he was my age, like, whatever, their son. Dude, we were running up and down this mound. And I'm like, holy shit. I remember them saying that it was some sort of like Indian burial or something. So like I used to freaking run around on this thing. Like I did. I was running around on a mountain.
Well, and honestly, mounds,
maybe.
Hey, you know, when you're in this really flat area and then there's like some rando hill in the middle, chances are it's probably a mound. You know, if you look at Poverty Point, it's really flat. Dude, Poverty Point is fucking huge and it's not that far away. I could drive there. I might drive there. Yeah. Well, if you ever come down to Texas, we'll go there. It's like, it's a day's drive, like a full day. Yeah.
I'll be in Texas sometime.
Oh,
sometime.
I don't know. I don't know when yet, but
very vague. Love it.
It's going to happen.
But there were so many articles and it was a craze in the 1800s and early 1900s of finding giant bones. Was the craze started by, was it like a, did it have even subliminally like a biblical thing to it? I don't think so. I think people were finding that shit. And I think people just gobbled up all the bones. I mean, all the mounds are gone for the most part. They're all gone or completely grown over. And you see how fast stuff can disappear and nature can take stuff back. A lot of the bones were repatriated and we have no way of knowing. There's little evidence out there though. There are pictures of giant bones that are legit pictures. Not of the giants themselves, but the bones. Yes. There's that one guy laying next to a skeleton. That one's crazy. Skeleton's fucking huge. Mounds matter. Mm-hmm. They do. Ivermectin. They matter. But I was never taught about this shit.
Never
at all. No. And that's weird how like, cause that's kind of a, like when I first heard of them, which was like a little bit after high school, I'm like, what the fuck? Cause I was having a conversation with a friend. It's like, kind of sucks that America doesn't have anything like pyramids. My friend's all, we got mounds. I'm like, what? You mean like Almond Joy and mounds? Or no? He's like, no, mounds. That's a fucking mound. And,
I think there was pyramids here, and they just got decimated. I think that that's what happened. I think they got decimated by, or either that, or North America was the North Pole. Like, the Earth shifted over so that Mexico was more like where North, like America would be. Like, it just shifted all the way up so that Mexico wasn't as hot as it is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it might not have been.
And Antarctica would actually have been more warm, which would have made sense with the, what is the name of that map from 1500 that shows Antarctica? You know what I'm talking about? Jimmy brings it up all the time. Chat, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it's the
that
Pierre map. Reese.
Pierre Reese map. Thank you. In that map, it shows South America, and then it shows Antarctica. That's like the coastline, and then Africa, and it's like kind of like this U shape. And it's like, well, how is that? How would that? Why would they be going down to Antarctica? Unless it maybe it wasn't frozen over. Maybe Earth actually shifted and brought Antarctica down further south to the bottom, to the South Pole, and it froze over. Who knows? The Pierre Reese doesn't show Antarctica. Well, one of them does.
The Pierre Reese shows what they believe is Antarctica. Some argue that it's just South America drawn up, but there's other maps that show Antarctica. It's not a Turkish map.
This is the one that they think shows Antarctica. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking at it. It's not for certain, but that's what Jimmy thinks.
No, they go over, watch Ancient Apocalypse. They go over multiple maps that show Antarctica. They knew it was there. They also knew America was there before Columbus.
This is
tons of evidence that they knew America was there before Columbus, including the people who found America before Columbus. Even Plato mentions beyond the island of Atlantis, there is the continent beyond it. They think that was America. Mm. So that's Pierre Reese.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
not a gimmick. Saw the Pierre Reese map in the exhibition in Canberra.
What's weird is there's also I can't find it on the map, but they show in an Ancient Apocalypse, they show what could be construed as the Bimini Road.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And Pierre Reese in his own handwriting said got this from a bunch of other source maps that are much older. I forgot the name of the other map that shows Antarctica too, but a lot of people probably knew about a lot of stuff. Remember, information was pretty much held by the church and the king, so it could easily be lost, stolen, be with a private collector, and information just didn't get out that much. That's how they were able to be kings for so long. I love how David Hatcher Childress really makes a point in his book about possible loss to ancient technology. Is he goes on a big, I've told you about this before, he goes a big two-way thing, like guns are important. The invention of gunfire and guns was the death of kings, was when the normal man and woman could stand up against the knight, you know, the man with the sword. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was, they called it the death of kings. I'm like, God bless America.
That's some truth right there.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. Never thought of it that way.
Well, they don't really know who. Okay. They don't really know who invented the gun. They don't. Now, I think there's a German. I think they think it was invented in Germany, but there's a lot of evidence that China had a form of a gun. And it's basically a piece of wood that could shoot a projectile with like gunpowder. You know,
okay.
That's how the early guns were very archaic. I think it's the Chinese. Europe wants to take credit for it, but I'm pretty sure it was the Chinese. It's a boomstick. That's right. It was a boomstick. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, when it comes to the giants in America, I think those were like the last line, the dying line. The bloodline was dying out. They were just outnumbered by humans, and that's how we've always survived. We've just always screwed and multiplied, and that's how we survived.
We're exceptionally good at that.
Not so much lately.
There's a way.
Not so much lately in the Western civilization, but you know.
No.
We got people honestly, like Shattengear.
Let them cut themselves out of the gene pool.
Oh,
I'm fine with
oh yeah, I am. There's a lot of people who's like, I'm never gonna have kids. It's like, thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Everyone else should.
Yep.
But you, all right, we're fine with it.
Cool people should multiply. Uncool people, you know, masturbate. Go ahead.
Yeah. Or cut your dick off. Like, whatever. Whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
If it makes you feel better.
Where is
what? Garrett? They are. They're doing it.
They are. Yeah, I'm fine. Like, there's a part of me is like, okay. I mean, like, I don't mind. If you're an adult and you want to.
There it is, right there.
Dick off. Go ahead. Do it all day long.
Yes.
You're an adult. To do it. You're an adult.
Who fucking gives a shit?
Part of a free society. I'm for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not kids.
Not fucking kids.
Yep.
No.
Agreed.
I would even caution until 21, but that's
not
just
even a,
me.
A line. That's a wall. That's a barrier. Never, ever to be broken. Never to be compromised. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Period.
Any society that starts pushing that is no society at all, and we've lost our humanity. End of story.
Facts.
Where is Garrett? Well, somebody asked in the chat, where's Garrett? Garrett's at a bachelor party. He bailed on us, basically.
Oh, all right.
Wanted to hang out with the boys instead of us.
Right.
He's the expert prober, so they
needed him. Oh, my God!
He went out in the desert to call Zorbu so he can get a special pro. So he and his bros can get a special program.
We haven't seen Zorbu here yet. I'm just saying.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know. Suspiciously, Zorbu's missing.
Zorbu, are you there as well?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Let's get to those super chats. Yeah, he's at a bachelor party this weekend. Let's get to him. That means me, by the way, which
do you want
I wasn't
me to
ready.
Just bring some up, do it like that.
You can. Yeah, that's. I think that's the best way to go. Okay. Hail all, says Fish Shooter 24, member for 8 months. Cheers. We appreciate you. Heard it from X-Ray Girl herself. She does it with her mouth. Yeah, you missed that, Adam.
Wow. What did I miss? Maybe I'm good.
There was clapping noise, but my hands weren't clapping because, you know, I don't have a fancy
soundboard.
No, VTuber avatar where I can clap with my hands. And when I clap, you can see my mouth move a bit. So I said I clapped with my mouth.
Wow.
Anyway,
you said I did it with my mouth. That's exactly
it. I did it with my mouth. There you go.
But you said it that way, though.
Yeah, and Gary did it too. So now you can clip both of us.
Wow. All right.
I was just talking about you. Mouth technique, Supreme X-Ray Girl.
My God. Ask Mark.
Well, I'm glad I get it now. Wow. I won't be asking Mark.
Where Nerdrotic Chan VTuber at? Right here. Right here.
This is AI. This is all AI you're looking at.
Yeah, I'm not real. I actually look way worse in real life. Just ask anybody who's met me at a meetup. Adam looks like Delta operator Mike Vining. Or Vining? Vining?
What? Vining? Mike Vining?
Luis Suaves for $10. What's up, Luis? Who is the discount Ashton Kutcher? Joker's Disciple for $2. Hey.
Oh. That's funny.
Well, at least Adam wasn't friends with a rapist. So,
didn't they not? There's no evidence, though, right? They just said it.
He's in jail.
I think that's fucked up, though.
They didn't
have any evidence. It's just kind of like
is fucked up. They did
it's
not
a really weird situation.
Physical evidence, and he's like doing hard time.
Yeah, like 30 years. And it's like, it's kind of weird.
Get out of California.
I don't get out. That.
Get out of California. Get out of a big city. The justice system is completely broken.
I have a friend of mine in high school did 2 years for rape, and she then admitted later on that he didn't, and he got let out.
Yeah, there's just a story of a guy who did 6 years. 6 years.
It's like, I know what happens. I don't know.
Any woman accuser who does that should get the same amount of time.
Facts.
Yeah, you stole it from someone else.
You owe. Yeah.
So I don't know. That shit, I didn't like it.
Crypto Kev, $5. What did Zorbu do to Adam? Just got the Art Bell collection too. Awesome. Hail chat. Yes. The Art Bell collection is available on eBay. You get basically a thumb drive. It's anywhere from, it depends on the price. It's not expensive at all. It's absolutely worth it. It is.
Wait, that's all of them? All of them?
Holy, I think it's all of Coast to Coast. I haven't double checked if it's Midnight in the Desert yet. But it's pretty extensive, dude.
We should do an Art Bell, like, this is Garrett's idea, not my idea, but I like the idea of like picking one.
It's 700. It's 700 shows.
That's great. Yeah, so, I'm down. I'll just pick one.
Was it one thing? I can't remember. Here, I can check right now.
I believe it was one show. Pick a show and then do it.
Yeah.
We'll just do a little Art Bell segment. Ode to art every week. Do like a quick little 5-minute rundown of just like some of his episodes.
Good God. It's a fuck ton of shows. But this is from really 2001. Like, I'm just randomly 3/6/2001 Tunnels on Mars with Richard C. Hoagland.
So that's dope. That sounds great. Tunnels on Mars.
Art Bell Dreams, Kashia Romanoff and Lori something.
Cool.
Richard G. Hoagland, Face on Mars. That's from 98. So this is Coast to Coast. And I think the other one is Midnight in the Desert. And yeah, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes.
I'd be down to do that.
And we could do
I don't think I look like this guy, by the way, Mike Vining.
I think he does.
Just you think I look like him?
No, I'm not going to argue with the chat. I agree with the chat. I agree with you, chat.
All right, somebody, we need to.
Somebody has to represent you.
Look it up and see. Tell me if you think I look like this guy.
I think you look like this guy.
Shut up.
Nope.
Let me search this.
Thank you.
No.
EFAP art. If we could EFAP Art Bell, I would. But we get in trouble with George Snorri.
What? Because he owns all of it or something?
Coast to Coast does.
Okay.
George Snorri. Soon you will be able to watch Adam's new channel, Adam Playing with His Wood. He puts a good polish on the end.
Oh my God.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He ain't wrong. He ain't lying.
No, I'm good at polish, I tell you.
Can we get at an Ara Ara Oni Chan for the deep fake? I don't even know what I just said.
He's asking me to say it, but you got Gary, which is even better.
No, you say it. You're better than me.
Ara Ara Oni Chan? It doesn't work because I'm sick.
Oh, I think the chat loves
you. Did not even try.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed.
Wait, there you go. All right, at least you tried.
That's good.
I tried.
At least you tried.
The giant disciples of Horus, called the Shimsu Whore, may have built the Great Pyramids. Certain early pharaohs are recorded as being 8 feet tall. Yes, I've heard that too. And Omi sarcophagi found are too large for normal ancient Egyptians. This is true. Some say they're for bulls and stuff like that. I think that's bullshit. But Ryan's Egyptian ancestor for $20.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
We were kings. Garrett is waiting in the wood for the Zorbu probe for Eric.
Yeah, they had an early meeting.
Oh, wow.
Because we went live early. You know, he wasn't expecting. And then he's like, well, I mean, going to be late.
Yeah. Long time, first time. Amber Leland for $9.99. Thank you very much. Ancient Aliens episode Grandpa keeps mentioning is season 8, episode 96. It must be episode 9. or six, or episode 96 overall. Skulls from Lovelock. Childress is at the Humboldt Music. Wait a minute. Are you calling me Grandpa, by the way? Because I keep bringing up that episode.
Wait, I mean, you know,
actually,
what
checks out?
I mean, come on.
So it's season eight, episode 96. That might be overall, but I have the whole collection. I have they have a 10-year anniversary collection, so I have that. So it's there. Childress is at the Humboldt Museum in Winnemucca, Nevada. Check their Lovelock page for Cope. Yes, and that's the one where he pulls out the giant skulls. That's the episode where he pulls out the giant skulls.
Yep. You do talk about that a lot.
Childress is the man. I just bought the book Mysteries of Easter Island and learned the native Easter Island word for sun is Ra, like the Egyptian solar god Ra. And that's not the only one. There's a variation of Ra used in not Indonesia. Maybe it's Indonesia. Maybe it is somewhere around there.
That is quite literally the opposite side of the planet. Isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Like, I mean, as far as you can go, that's the opposite. Still Ra. That's cool. Pretty cool.
Or it could be X-ray girl singing fra ra 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 ra. Look up Angus McCaskill, the only known giant who didn't have a condition 7'8", incredibly strong. Was that the guy who lived in? Okay, hang on. We've heard this story before.
Scottish-born Canadian giant. Scottish,
yeah, fucking huge guy, 7'8". 7'8".
He's
humongous.
That's a tall dude. Holy shit.
Angus will fuck you up. Look at that dude. And he's fully proportionate. Yeah. Like, it's not a disease or anything. He's just a big dude.
Dang.
His name was Angus.
Angus.
Black Angus. Okay. What if we... It's a fucking restaurant, dude. What if we are the ancients and it's all up to us? True believer for $2. Well,
do we have amnesia?
Maybe we have amnesia for a reason. Maybe we're on a prison planet. Maybe we're kept here because we are the conquerors of the universe.
Oh,
humans forget very easily.
Yeah, goldfish brains, especially now. Look at us.
I would love to invite Johanna James onto this show. I didn't get a chance to meet her. She was at Cosmic Summit.
Is that the host?
Yeah, she was the host.
Oh, she's great. She's got cool videos.
Yeah, she's got great videos. I'll reach out for sure. Hey, Adam, do you know the best way to make stairs? One step at a time. Get out of here. Andy plays games. Get out of here. I know you're here for 9 months. No.
Wow.
Have you ever checked out a small town monsters? Seth Breedlove and his crew have done some amazing documentaries on all manner of cryptids. No, I haven't.
Cool.
They would be excellent guests. Hail Forbidden Frontier, Spartan 317 for $10. We need to get guests back running. I think I've had X-ray girl just kind of too busy. So post Vegas, I think we'll do a bunch of guest episodes. We'll get a bunch
Sounds
of guests.
Good.
Nice. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Wolverine Snick became a member. Welcome. Welcome. Snick.
That's how I hear it in my head.
My kid's named after Wolverine. Yeah, Logan is named after Wolverine.
Dude, Wolverine is badass. I had
he is.
He was my first comic, was a Wolverine.
Wow. Yeah.
It was the one superhero that I saw
so
become
brutal.
Because all the classic superheroes became popular before I was born. It was the one superhero I saw become popular while I was alive. Like, started out, nobody knew who the fuck he was. And then towards the end of the 70s, early 80s, like he started blowing up. Like everybody's like, Wolverine's fucking awesome.
He has such a cool origin story.
Well, yeah. Well, he's got the cool powers. So, you know, everybody likes a guy, the hero that fights the losing battle. Like that's pretty, you know, that's the whole series about of Angel is about like, there's no way we're going to win, but we're going to fight anyway. Daredevil, no way I'm going to win. I'm going to fight anyway. Wolverine's got a little step up on them because he has the healing power, which I think is the absolute, I think endurance is the greatest power. It just the ability, like, I'm not going to beat you, but you can't beat me. Like, I will outlast you. I will fucking outlast you every time. That's something, there's something badass about that. Something really badass about that. Plus, fucking knives coming out of your hand is pretty rad. Yeah, love Wolverine. 6,006 subs to go to 100,000. And then we officially change this to the Forbidden Frontier channel.
So tell everyone to subscribe and subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Yeah. Come on.
Yes, yes, please. We're also going to have our own dedicated email. Because like, honestly, I get more emails for Forbidden Frontier than anything.
Really?
Really?
I love it.
I do too. What's the next one?
Thank you for those five gifted memberships. Yeah. I don't know if we said it.
Oh,
no.
Wolverine. Sorry,
my bad.
Thank you.
My bad. You could stick
and then
with
another one.
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Gifted five Nerdrotic Live memberships. Hail. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Me so trashed.
You have to say it like this. Me so trashed.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations to Adam and his wife. For what? Getting married?
For constructing a new office.
Yeah, thanks.
For polishing his wood? Oh my God, what is that laugh?
Wow, you are sick. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Don't die.
Wow.
Middle of Saudi Arabia, you can pick up shark teeth. That is true, Eric. That is true.
Cool.
Seriously, America for $10. Appalachian Mountains are the oldest, one of the oldest ranges, and they were covered in ancient burial mounds that always had at least one giant skeleton. Creel Mound had giant with 10 regular sized people encircling it in a burial chamber. That's fucking rad. I need to go there.
What if they were used as like servants or like indentured servants for slaves, you know, back in the day?
Yeah,
like maybe they weren't very smart.
And they had to die with their master. I mean, that's a lot of cultures did that. The slaves, the preferred slaves, the favorite slaves died with their master.
Mm.
Brutal.
Oh, yeah. Zick Zenter, they were freed by dying with their master. And a geological professor in Washington State, he has a ton of lectures on the Missoula flood on YouTube. He has a video simulating the flood and a couple of them. Yeah, Nick. Yeah, I've seen those. Those are really good. The Washington State, he's a really good speaker too. Like he's a very engaging speaker. Lots of personality and funny. He's funny. He throws in jokes. Josh Kelsey dropping a 20.
Thanks.
Dropping and bouncing.
Thanks for coming in earlier too, Josh. Saw you on the square up. That was fun. You do it.
Me so trashed.
For $5. Linda Moulton Howe won Miss Idaho in 1963. I wouldn't be surprised. She used to be really cute. I mean, she's a cute old lady, you know. But she's not ugly. But God, I've been listening to her for 30 years. Over 30 years. What the fuck happened to your face, Adam? Hey, I win the beard contest by default now. Ha 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 ha. This is Metastep.
You only read half of those ha's. I'm just saying.
That's too many ha's.
You know what, Metastep? You can have it. It's fine. That's
I'm
fine.
Sitting right here, by the way. Do you guys catch this over the summer? Three-eyed dinosaur shrimp are walking up in the Nevada desert after Burning Man washout. What? Vic, Whiplash for $10. Vic, huh? Vic, are you looking high right now? I'm just going to ask if you're high right now. And it's okay if you are. I don't judge, okay? Everybody's got to do what they do. You
I have not heard that. I have not heard that.
Little syllabicized fucking little showman going on.
Okay, so there's these three-eyed dinosaur shrimp waking up in the Nevada desert after Burning Man washout. It's a real article from The Independent.
So, you ever read The Expanse books?
No. I've seen the first couple seasons.
Okay, remember the fourth book, chat? Remember the fourth book? They're on the alien planet, right? And it rains, and these little slugs come up, and it blinds everybody. It reminds me of that.
This is them right here.
That is fucking insane. So the wash, so the rain, and this biological form just pops out of nowhere. I mean, they've got to be other places too.
This is
That's
real.
Insane. What's pretty real.
They look like the blue crabs or like the blue-blooded crabs. You know what I'm talking about? Like the oldest crab with the blue blood. That's what it looks like. It looks like a mini version of it.
Triops. Facts about the three-eyed dinosaur shrimp, which are very real. Triops are a group of freshwater crustaceans commonly called the tadpole shrimp or dinosaur shrimp. They look like ancient armored tadpoles, and they look... A look they have rocked for 100 years or hundreds of millions of years. The word triops means three eyes in Greek, and the group is so named because they have two main compound eyes and a third simple organ called ocellus eye that helps them detect light. Like we have a third eye, bro. The animals are not shrimp, which is the name usually reserved for marine crustaceans, and in order for decapodae, tripods are in the order of, I can't even pronounce that, but like shrimps, triops, one of the two genera, is only a family or an order, live in water. In fact, triops have adapted to extreme life in temporary freshwater or slightly salty pools that may only last a few weeks before drying up.
Insane.
Cool.
That is insane. And how big are they again?
They fit in your
hand. Well, you saw them. They were holding them, you know, in their hand. Tiny.
Can you eat them? I mean, I don't eat shrimp.
Probably not a lot of meat.
I was going to say the Chinese in me says that you can eat anything.
Okay. as you're moving, we can eat it. Yeah. It's like crawdads. We had crawdads near my house in La Costa.
Oh, they're right outside my house.
They're fucking everywhere. Went to Antarctica by the Bay of Whales and McMurdo Station with the USCG. And yes, there's damn near perfect pyramid-shaped mountains. They stand out even from the other mountains in the region. That's weird, medieval syphilis for $10. That's
that's cool. Great name.
I need an account name. Medieval syphilis. You know, it doesn't bite it's as classy. Hard as the plague. The black
Back
plague
when is syphilis was civilized.
Black plague is so overused. Gary, there is no hybridization between wild boar and domestic pigs because they are the same species. Okay.
It's a state of mind, I guess.
Nathan Sherwood, are you saying what I read on Twitter was not factually true?
There needs to be a community note there.
Yeah. It was just a big ass fucking pig. They get big. They get fucking big, but like 500 pounds? Not 1,000. That's why I don't know if it's real or not. Like you don't know what's fucking real. If you want to know why all entertainment is so terrible, watch my videos or look up Bridge. They have their hands. They're band of DEI soul pushing divisive into everything. Look up Kirsch. She's been tracking them. So they're called Bridge. So that'd probably be like the Sweet Baby Inc. of entertainment. Yeah. There's multiple organizations that are pushing this, and it's a giant grift. It's a giant grift.
True.
Love you guys. You are the highlight of my Sunday night before going back to the grind. Hail.
Thank you.
Space Eel. Yeah. $20. Thank you.
Great name.
And this is a great name. Yeah. So Adam, I've been told you haven't seen Starship Troopers. Is there a reason for that? Or are you some sort of bug sympathizer? Tomok for 50.
Wow. I've seen a movie you haven't. That's rare.
Well, first off, thank you. That's a huge super chat. And I haven't seen it. And I don't know why. I just never saw it. And everyone's been talking about it because of the new game, Helldivers 2, that came out. And I have the book, and I've never read it. And I'm actually reading it right now. It's like a 300-page book.
Yeah,
I'm
read the book like, first.
I'm like a third of the way through the book. I'm just reading it. So, and once I finish the book, I'll watch the movie and kind of do my own little cross comparison. And but I'm reading it right now. I just started a couple days ago. It's a fun watch for sure.
I love it. Sparks the confirmation bias of a lot of people out there and how they view a movie based on like a passing comment from the director, and they think they have all the fucking answers. And then when somebody says, "I didn't get that out of the movie," they go, "Obviously, you're stupid and not as smart as me."
I know
that's every like critic. That. By the way, and they used it the term media literacy, which is equates to I'm fucking retarded and can't handle another opinion. That's all it is.
Yeah, basically.
I'm retarded and I can't handle another opinion. Media literacy. Anybody, you know who breaks that out? Matt Jarboe, the man who will back up Terminator Dark Fate and say it's one of the greatest movies ever made. And it's okay that he believes that. It's completely okay. But objectively, that movie's a piece of shit. It's a total piece
Matt
of shit.
Matt Jarboe, that guy randomly threw shade at me on Twitter. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
He likes throwing shade at anybody in our sphere. It's fine.
You know who throws shade at people in our sphere? Zorbu. On the Streamlabs side with $50.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Zorbu, he is here.
He finally made it. Says, as you guessed, we were trying to probe Quarter Earthling, but his bachelor party is in an area painted in rainbows known as a gayberhood.
Oh.
When the ground team approached, a short-haired female shrieked at us. So screw that. We'll just visit Gary tonight.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We also probed Krigler. We were surprised he wasn't plugged or gagged like our last attempt.
Jeez.
That said, we had to clean him up first with a shave, haircut, etc. We don't probe strange. Oh, no. Thank you, Zorbu. And then we also have Bigfoot on the Streamlabs side for $25 saying,
I want to say, though, I did just randomly wake up like this, so that explains it. Woke up one day and I'm like, what happened to my beard? It's so cold in here.
Zorbu did a good job.
took a
pretty
for
even shave.
Yeah. Hey, at least, you know, he took his time at least. Yeah, thank you.
Now Bigfoot here with 25 says, just found out they called me the grass man in Ohio. What the? I never even experimented with substance and certainly don't endorse that behavior. Hashtag big no to drugs.
Big no.
Thank you.
Big no.
Okay, we'll come back to these ones.
I got to Serpent Mound on my way to Wright Patterson Air Force Base. It says stanky pussy for $2.
Oh my god! I like that you added an extra puss in there, which made it
I
better.
I love all the FNT folks and just the audience, the general audience. They come here to like ask like really serious and fun questions, and it's just all names from our other streams.
What's up, Stanky?
What's up, Stanky Pussy? Thank you for being here on Forbidden Frontier.
We appreciate it.
Neil Horn for $10. I wonder if the human remains the Alaska gold miner dude found in the boneyard are giant size. Would love it if he could if you could have him on the show. I don't think that guy.
Well, not that he can admit it. Not that he can admit
he can't. He can't admit that he even found a body. Like, he has to be really vague about it, because then that creates a bunch of problems for his property. Mm-hmm. And who would blame him? Ooh. No, I'd just have it in a private collection somewhere. I would. How fucking rad would that be?
Would be rad.
Really cool.
Oh, and then on the side, he mines a bunch of gold and gets really rich. Yeah. Only the 9-banded armadillo carries leprosy, says Matthew Hammond for $2.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I'll be sure to count the bands right before I get leprosy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight. This is only 7. We're good. We're good.
It's the same thing with snakes. I'm just going to be scared of all snakes. It's fine.
Oh, there's tons of them here. Well, there's tons in California too. I went to Poverty Point last year. Good time. Got a shit.
What?
You got a shit?
You went and got a shit?
How does one get a
was it like was petrified? It ancient? Was it ancient? Yeah. Was it a giant shit?
Yeah. Maybe.
Jeff Atkins for $5. We'll go with that. The wife and I are driving from Chicago to Utah in June. Our first vacation in 5 years. Congratulations, Fortune and Glory. Apparently driving through Skinwalker Ranch. How cool. Fucked are we?
You can't drive through it.
You can drive by it.
Yeah, close proximity, but not close through.
Yeah, we can't drive through it.
But if you can, you should. Oh, and yeah. Report back.
Have fun. Utah's beautiful.
Just do a detour.
Love Utah. Look how close Chile is to Antarctica, the Antarctic Peninsula. It's insane to think no natives ended up sailing there, as it's a few days sail and the temps milder, says Medieval Syphilis for $5. Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
Hey, all. Heard the recent stories of South America cave art megaliths and submerged megastructures in the Baltic. Every other day, it's like Graham is getting vindicated more and more. Southeastern Kaiju for $10. Yeah, he's looking pretty good right now. Things are looking pretty good for Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, because he took a lot of shit. Do you think the giants have had average size peens? Daniel H for $2. Why do you think they died out?
Oh, no.
They had human size peens on the giant body.
That contrast of big body, small. Mm.
Yeah. The one on the Pinson Mounds in Western Tennessee is a pyramid shape. Yes. It also aligned with the cardinal directions a lot.
Cool.
Pretty much all the complexes are all aligned. There's all some form of alignment, which means engineering, which means math.
Yep.
My favorite.
Moose in Sweden versus Canada. And buy Lego, says the Lego pirate, for 200 Danish krona.
I ran into two moose, not literally running into them, but they were in the middle of the road.
Scary.
And I drove like next to them, and I like rolled down my window and I was like, what up? And they were like 4 or 5 feet from me. And they like looked at me and then they're like, ah, and like scampered off into the woods. It was pretty cool. It was a cool moment.
They're big.
They're huge. They were taller than my car. Yeah, it was awesome.
I drank meth a lot back in the day. Oh, I never referred to it as meth.
New age terminology, I guess.
We called it crystal. We called it crystal or crank. It was crystal meth, but we called it crystal.
So you cranked.
Crank. Yeah. So it's like when we were asking for you. Well, or honestly, we go, you got any shit? Because we called it shit. That's what we called it.
Oh, is that what they were talking about? He was using your terminology, maybe.
That's where the name came from. Been sober for 7 years now. Okay, so say it again.
Oh, shit, wait.
No, wait, say his name.
Say his name. So trashed.
There you go, for $5. Gotcha. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah,
7 years. Awesome.
Love that.
D's Weebos for $4.99. What are y'all thoughts on when Art Bell interviewed Harlot the Witch? That was a pretty creepy show. Yes, it was. And we have that episode.
We should start with that, maybe. I love it.
We should review it.
What would WWAD, what would Adam do? The what would Adam, the WAD show?
The WAD show.
It's, that's, I mean, awesome. It's not bad. I think it's more of a good slogan. I'm gonna be working more with metals and silver, and I like making rings and knives and stuff like that. But so it's more metal than wood, but it's pretty good though.
I can't wait to see that channel for sure. There's a couple on the Streamlabs side. Rook takes Rook for $10 has been catching up with an old Forbidden Frontier episode from the beginning. Made it to 19 in 3 days. First time super chatting. Wow. Love you guys. Oh, thank you, Rook. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Crit Nature for $5 says, do you guys check out the interview with the family that got stalked by beings for months on Danny Jones's podcast? Like Skinwalker Ranch, it was connected with other events like a poltergeist in their kitchen, which is kind of demonic, in my opinion. Makes you think.
I'll watch that.
Cool.
I'll watch that.
That's creepy. I already
feel I've heard a lot of that. Yeah, a lot of that.
Matthew Hammond for $2 says the biggest homo is the Dan Vask homo.
This is true.
Damn.
This is a fact.
Wow. Chupacabra. Wow, this is the first time super chat for the Chupacabra, I think. With $10 says, sup, Holmes.
Sup, Holmes.
Crit Nature with $5 says, by the way, Danny Jones is really killing it lately. Very interesting guests, like the lawyer who talked about the connection between Nixon and Kennedy and certain Cuban assassins. Oh.
Yeah. He gets a lot of good guests. I don't know how he does it. Oh, he probably has an agent.
Probably.
I won't.
PJ maybe for $6.34 says a good book that you may be interested in is The Martians, Evidence of Life on the Red Planet by Nick Redfern. It's on Audible.
I have it.
Mentions Jack the King Kirby, one of his early stories. Ooh. Very cool. That's all the Streamlabs ones.
Any help finding the Art Bell episodes on eBay? Couldn't find anything. Tricky.
Really?
$10.
I just searched eBay Art Bell and it came up.
Oh, you didn't even go to eBay. You just searched Art Bell eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Don't search Art Bell because you get Virginia Bell nudes. Hang on. Art Bell.
Well, maybe you should.
Calm down, actually.
I just saw some titties. So,
That's why he looks so happy.
You are smiling.
it's gone now. It's gone.
Oh, really?
Now. Yeah, it'll pop back up. Just search around Art Bell, but don't just put in Art Bell because you'll get Virginia Bell and you'll see some 1950s titties. Not that that's bad. Are we done?
Okay. We have a few more member chats here.
Okay. I live near Wycliffe Mounds in Kentucky. We could see the actual bones there when I was a kid, but they have since been replaced by plaster copies. Interesting. Thank you for being a member for five months. Thanks,
cheers.
Mike. Thanks for the EU-friendly stream. You're welcome, Philip H. I'm always thinking of the EU. No, I'm actually just going to do. Thanks for doing this in two parts. Both streams have been fun. Psychotic mongoose for 5 months. Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
And we got a couple more here.
Doesn't Nick Redford live in Texas? Get him on the show. Sure. Yes. Crypto Kev for $5. Homo Dan Vaskus. Dan Vaskus.
$15. Oh, no. Poor Dan. He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, it's fantastic. He might be, but.
Fucking fantastic. I love talking shit about him.
I saw you, Ben and Silv, earlier. Hi.
You two have a great relationship. It's cute.
Fuck him.
You're kicking his ass, and I can't wait for you to win.
Yay. That's it.
That's it. All right. I'm going to go see Dune. It's been a long day. I'm going to go see Dune part two with Comics Division.
Nice.
At some AMC IMAX near San Antonio. But so if you're going there, come by and say hi. But what do you got coming up, Adam?
I got Base F Monday tomorrow. I got the electricians coming by also tomorrow to install electricity in my barn thing that I have. I don't know. It's not really a barn. It's like a huge shed, shed barn. It's like a half barn, half shed.
A sharn.
Yeah, it's a sharn. I'm getting electricity put in tomorrow. I'm really excited about it because then I can really start my new project, which
I've been building
for the past couple months. I'm pretty excited about it.
Very cool.
That's starting soon. I'm starting a new channel. I'll be unveiling it soon. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I'll do an out of theater review, chat. I'm glad you have a little project. I'm glad you have people who will show up when you say, hey, electrician person, come on out. And you don't have to ask 500 times. And they reschedule you for 10 times. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Friday, I was like, I need an electrician. They're like, Monday. I'm like, that's amazing. That doesn't happen here.
Awesome.
That's one business day. That's the next business day. Okay.
I got my gutters replaced on my house, though, last Friday. And I'm very excited about it. You know, and you're old when you're like,
Oh, rain gutters.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Take that water away. Mmm, efficient.
Well, they have little screens on them, so now all the fucking acorns and leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Just nothing but trees around my house.
You don't have to clean it. That's awesome.
I don't have to clean it. No, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. What do you got coming up, X-ray girl?
Tomorrow, Z and I will be back with our Doctor Who reviews and Torchwood. The episode for Doctor Who that we're watching is called 42 Human Nature, so I'll find out if I like that.
Oh, 42, Chris Chibnall episode. Probably one of the better Chris Chibnall episodes. Not the best. Human Nature, one of the best Doctor Who episodes. It's a two-parter ever.
Oh.
Ever.
I can't. David Tennant's 42. Okay, got it.
No, so 42 is not part of the two-parter. Human Nature is like, and Family of Blood are
very cool. Yeah. I can't wait for that. There is two additional Streamlabs that came
Wait a minute. I've never seen the show. So you shouldn't listen to me.
Oh, that's true. All the as action figures and memorabilia mean nothing, mind you. So Zorbu's back with $25 saying, sorry, all you earthlings are sick. Probably our fault. We'll be sure to clean the probe after it's used from now on. Again, sorry about that. I blame Garrett yet again.
It's probe spermia, not panspermia. It's probe spermia.
Oh, God.
And WG with $20 says, great show. See you in Vegas. Oh my gosh, see you in Vegas.
Hell.
For sure. And Dallin Lax became a member, a traveler. Hail. And Chris.
Welcome, traveler.
Persia. What's up, Chris Persia? How's it going? Memberships.
Thank you, Chris. Thank
you. Huge.
I think we caught up on everything now officially.
All right. We're going to go. And I will see you next week when Garrett will be back and our subject will be Antarctica.
Yay.
Nice. I'm happy about that.
The subject after that will be, we are going to debate the Younger Dryas theories. Is it comet?
Oh, good. I like
is
that.
It plasma? Is it comet? Is it plasma? And your homework is shitloads of Graham Hancock and Robert Schock.
Oh man.
Yep. Oh, so sad. I have homework. Yay. Yep.
There you go. All right. Take care. What do I have coming up? Perry's editing a video. And after that video comes out, a couple days later, my Dune Part 2 review will come out. And I'm really excited to see this movie. I'm like, it's probably one of the few times this year I'm going to go, I can't wait to go to the movie theater. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
Ah, shit. And I'll probably come back and finish watching David Lynch's Dune when I get back. Because, God, I love that fucking movie. Love that movie. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is
good, though. It's weird, but it's good.
I saw it in a re-release in theaters. I didn't see it its first time around. Mm. It was like an 86 or something like that. And I was tripping balls on acid. And I fucking loved it. I was like, this is great, man. So
awesome.
It was fucking
good. So it brings back memories.
It does.
Good.
Nice. Everyone, take care.
Bye, everyone.
Cheers.
Nerderotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn.
Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.